愿主耶稣的恩典丰丰富富与诸位同在。
And may all the grace of God be abundantly with everyone.
我们聚会之前呢，请我们低头来默祷。
And before our service tonight, this morning, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
唱诗339。
Let us sing hymn 339.
请我们站着低头来祷告。
Let us remain standing and bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们感谢你，今天我们大家能够聚集在一起来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, that all of us can gather here together to worship you.
主啊，一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从你来的。
We know that all blessings and good things come from you.
当我们奉你的名来到你的面前，你应许要祝福每一个人。
When we come before you in your name, you have promised that you will bless each and every one of us.
主啊，我们原来是不配的，但是因为你对我们的大爱，让我们能够白白的领受你的恩典。
Even though we were originally unworthy, but because of your grace, you have granted your blessings upon us.
愿主耶稣，你打开我们的心眼。
O Lord, please open our hearts.
让我们能够认识你是我们人生最宝贵的一位。
So that we can understand you are truly the most precious one to us.
让我们能够一生以你为中心来过我们的生活。
So that all throughout our lives we can have you as the center.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够专心来追求你。
O Lord, please help us to continue to pursue after you.
使我们过一个你所应许美善的人生。
So that we can live a life that is according to your promise.
主啊，我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
O Lord, may all glory and praises be unto your holy name.
阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
首先我们要请我们圣何西的唱诗班来献诗。
And now we will invite our San Jose choir to present a hymn.
我们感谢神，过去三天有几十位的小孩子在青年在这边有一个圣月营。
And we thank God that over the past 3 days there have been several dozen children here participating in the music camp.
我们可以预见将来这些的青年当中，他们的生活可以分作两种。
And we can predict that among these young children, their lives will take two paths.
一种就是认识神，以主耶稣为中心的生活。
And one path will be that they know Jesus, know God, and will keep Him as the center of their lives.
那另外一种是不认识神，以自己为中心的生活。
And the other will take a path of not knowing God and keeping themselves as the center of their lives.
那这两种的生活方式到底会有什么不同？
So what will be the result of these two paths?
首先我们来看一段圣经。
So let us turn to the scriptures.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
请我们把后面的门打开来，打开来。腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第三章第七节。
Philippians 3, verse 7.
只是我先前与我有益的，现在我因为基督都当作有损。第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因为我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为着要得着基督。这一段圣经在记载保罗认识耶稣以后的改变。
And these verses record Paul's feeling towards God has changed in his life.
我们知道要改变一个人不简单。
We know that to change a person is not easy.
甚至我们也觉得要改变我们自己也不简单。
Actually, it's not easy to change ourselves.
活得越久越难改变。
And the longer we live, the harder it is to change.
因为我们每一天都过得好好，我们常常就想，那我为什么要改变？
Because we live our lives smoothly, we think, why should I need to change?
但是当一个人开始在改变，一定有一个原因。
But if a person does change, there must be a reason.
那这里保罗说，他以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
Here, Paul says that he has excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
那因为他认识耶稣，所以万事就变成粪土。
And because he has known Jesus, he counts everything else as rubbish.
这个不是说万事没有价值。
That doesn't mean that nothing else has value.
而是耶稣的价值超过一切。
But rather that the value of Christ Jesus surpasses everything else.
而且因为耶稣的价值大到这么大，所以你地上认为最有价值的都要像粪土一样。
And because the value of Jesus Christ is so much greater than everything else, all else on the world seems as rubbish.
今天如果我们不懂得追求耶稣，是因为我们不认识他。
Today we don't pursue Jesus because we don't know him.
那如果我们认识他，我们一定会很认真来追求他。
But if we do know Christ Jesus, then we will certainly pursue him with everything.
因为他的价值超过一切。
Because his value, his worth, far surpasses all else.
那具体上来说又是什么？
So what does this mean practically?
主耶稣跟我又有什么关系？
What is Jesus' relationship to me?
为什么说他是至宝？
And why is he the most precious thing?
首先我们来看旧约圣经怎么预言耶稣的降生。
So let us first look at how in the Old Testament there were prophecies of Jesus.
因为耶稣不是像你我一样是一个偶然的产物。
And Jesus did not appear in this world out of coincidence like you or me.
主耶稣是神所计划的，有目的的出生在这个世界上。
Jesus' birth had a purpose and a plan from God himself.
所以主耶稣在出生800年前呢，圣经已经预言有一个人要出生。
So 800 years before his birth, in the Bible, there was already mention of his birth.
我们看以赛亚书第九章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章的第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
第九章第六节。
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名要称为奇妙的测试。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里说有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Here we see a prophecy that a child will be born.
这个我们就是你我全世界的人。
This child will be born unto us, meaning you and me and all the people of the world.
那有一个有一子是赐给我们。
And unto us a son is given.
是从神那里要给我们的。
And the son is given from God.
那这个婴孩这个子就是耶稣。
This child, the son, is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣出生的时候，天使在天空报佳音。
So when Jesus was born, all the angels in heaven proclaimed his birth.
这个人类历史从来没有发生过的。
And this had never happened before in the history of humankind.
说要借着这个婴孩在至高之处，荣耀要归给神。
So from this child's birth would be glory to the highest.
那借着这个婴孩要平安归给神所喜悦的人。
And from this child would come peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
这个婴孩长大了，后来就是耶稣。
And this child growing up became Jesus Christ.
那下面说，他的名字有四个。
And in the following part of the verse, we see he has several names.
这个就表示说他来世界上有四个头衔。
We see that he has four titles.
那这个每一个头衔就是代表一个责任。
And each of these titles has a responsibility.
不简单了，这四个头衔没有一个人担得起来。
And actually, no one person can take up all four of these titles.
但是他一个人，他把四个头衔都能够担得起来，而且做得很好。
Except for Jesus Christ, who took on each of these responsibilities and did them perfectly.
当我们长大之后，我们的头衔越来越多。
When we grow up, we have more roles and more titles.
本来我们是孩子。
Originally, we were a child.
再来上学变成学生。
And then we become a student.
再来上班变成雇员。
Then we become an employee.
结婚变成配偶。
We become a spouse.
有孩子变成父母。
We become a parent.
那这一些头衔里面有很多的责任。
Each of these titles carries important responsibility.
所以每一天我们就是很忙在尽我们的责任。
So every day we have a lot of work to fulfill our responsibilities.
但是耶稣的身上有四个头衔。
And on Jesus, there were these four important titles.
那这个每一个头衔跟我们都有关系的。
And each of these have a very important relationship to us.
我们现在来看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9.
在第六节的下半句。
The second half of verse 6.
第一个，他要称为奇妙的策士。
First, he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
这个是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是最伟大的参谋。
The most profound counselor.
你知道我们有问题都要去找人商量。
Whenever we have a problem, we often seek advice.
耶稣是我们的参谋。
And Jesus is our counselor.
他给我们的答案是非常奇妙的。
The answers he gives us are wonderful.
我们人有很多的个人的问题。
We each have our own individual problems.
但是我们人类合起来也有一些共同问题。
But together we have some common problems.
那这些问题有的很重要。
Some of these problems may be very great.
但是我们从来没有想过。
But we might not have thought of them.
也有我们很重要的问题，我们也想过，但是没有答案。
And there are some important problems we may have thought of, but do not have an answer for.
但是主耶稣要对一些很重要的问题给我们答案。
But Jesus has the answer to every question.
所以有人说有人的地方就有问题。
So some have said, where there are people, there are problems.
你找不到说一个地方的人没有问题。
You can't find anywhere that is devoid of problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But with God, there is an answer.
为什么？
Why?
因为人是神造的。
Because God created us.
好像一个公司造一部电脑。
Just as if a company creates a computer.
它有一个说明书。
There is an instruction manual.
告诉你这个电脑是什么。
And it tells you how the computer works.
它要怎么操作。
How it should be programmed.
有问题要怎么修理。
How you resolve any defects.
那人是神造的。
We too were created by God.
所以人对人类的问题它有一个答案。
So any problem that we have, God has the answer for.
那个答案就是借着耶稣基督带到这个世界来。
And the answer is for Jesus to come into this world.
但是更奇妙，那个答案就是耶稣本身。
But more wonderfully, the answer is Jesus himself.
所以有耶稣对人生的问题就有答案。
So if we have Jesus in our lives, then we have the answer to all questions and problems.
最复杂的问题有最简单的答案。
So even the most complex problem has the most simple answer.
就是如果你有耶稣，就解决了。
If you have Jesus, you can find the answer.
好，我们现在来想几个问题。
Let us look at some questions.
好，有很多时候我们没有想到人从哪里来。
Sometimes we may not understand where people come from.
我们也没有想过人要往哪里去。
We may not know where we are going.
我们也没有想过我们活着一辈子要为什么活。
And we don't know why we live in this world.
这个是很重要的问题。
These are very deep questions.
但是我们有时候想不到答案。
But we can't come up with the answer ourselves.
比方说这是一个铃。
For example, this is a bell.
我们花钱去买，这个有一个目的的。
We buy the bell for a purpose.
这是一个赞美诗。
This is a hymn book.
我们用钱去买，这个是有一个目的的。
We've bought this hymn book for a purpose as well.
但是请问我活在地上几十年做什么？
But I'm here on this world for several decades. What for?
我们常常去想不出来。
And we may not be able to come up with the answer.
那如果我们不知道这个铃的目的是什么？
If we don't know the purpose of this bell.
那我们就花的钱就白花了。
And then the money we've paid for it is useless.
那我们活在地上有一个目的。
We come to this world also with a purpose.
我们来到耶稣的话里面就找得到。
And we can find the purpose, the answer in the Word of God.
在耶稣的身上我们就找得到。
And we can find the answer in Jesus himself.
我们现在看耶稣对人生的结论是什么。
So let us see what the end of all human life is.
我们看约翰福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of John,
17章,
chapter 17,
第三节,
verse 3,
跟第四节,
John 17, verses 3 and 4.
先从第四节, 我在地上已经荣耀你, 你所托付我的事情我已经完成了。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
主耶稣活了一辈子, 到最后他的结论是, 我已经荣耀你。
And the end of Jesus' life, he says he has glorified God.
这个就是人活着的目的。
That is the purpose of our life.
要荣耀天上的神。
To glorify the heavenly Father.
那你所托付我的事情已经完成了。
And he has finished the work which God had given him to do.
神对我们每一个人有一个托付。
God has given each of us some work to do.
那我们在神面前要去明白神要我做什么。
And we have to ask God what it is he wants of us.
那离世那一天要有一个交账。
So that on the day that we die, we can be responsible to God.
那如果我们能够荣耀神，神托付我们完成了，那接下去第五节就有一个赏赐。
So if we have done what is described in verse 4, then in verse 5 we see the reward.
说父啊，请你使我同你享荣耀。
Father, glorify me together with yourself.
那个荣耀就是天国的荣耀。
So this glory is the glory of heaven.
那这个都是连在一起的。
They are connected.
你活着要做什么？
What are you going to do with your life?
如果你做完，你要得到什么？
If you finish that, what will happen to you?
但是如果我们不认识耶稣，我们就不知道活着要做什么。
If we don't know Jesus, though, we won't know our purpose.
有一个故事说。
There's a story.
有一个科学家很会演讲。
There's a very famous scientist who had many lectures.
他准备得很丰富，哎，时间快到了。
And he was preparing one of these lectures.
他就跳上一部马车，叫开马车的，开快一点。
And he jumped on a cart and then told the driver to drive faster.
那个开马车的用两条鞭子打那个马，跑得很快。
And the driver sped the horses on faster and faster.
后来那个科学家想说，哎呀，我忘记告诉他我要去哪里。
But the lecturer said, I forgot to tell him where we're going.
就问那个开马车说，你开这么快要去哪里？
And so he asked the driver, where are we going?
他说我也不知道。
He said, I don't know.
你没有告诉我。
You didn't tell me where we're going.
那科学家告诉他，如果你不知道去哪里，你开这么快要做什么？
Then the scientist asked him, if you don't know where you're going, why are you driving so fast?
这是一个很有意义的故事。
That's a story with a meaning.
今天我们大家都觉得很忙。
We all feel very busy.
好像一部马车跑得很快。
As if we're on a horse cart driving faster and faster.
我记得日本有一个传道，他说在日本看过一部电影，它的名称叫做《忙》。
And there's a preacher from Japan who watched a movie once called Busyness.
50年代人家边走边谈笑。
In the 50s, people could stroll and talk and have some time together to have leisure.
那60年代人家不谈话，就一直往前走。
In the 60s, people stopped talking to each other but kept walking.
那70年代是快走。
In the 70s, people walked faster.
到80年代是半走半跑。
And the 80s, people were half jogging.
哦，所以现在人越活越慢。
And so people live their lives at a faster and faster pace.
但是如果我们问一个最根本的问题。
But if you ask the simple question,
请问你这么忙是做什么？
Why are you so busy?
你人生最后的追求是什么？
What is the final goal you have for your life?
没有人讲得出来。
It's hard for people to answer.
这个是人可怜的地方。
This is very pitiful.
但是当我们来到耶稣的面前，
But when we come before Jesus,
他突然间对人生有一个很清楚的答案。
Then we have a very clear answer for us.
你知道你为什么活着？
Do you know why you're living?
你有一个目标。
Then you have a goal.
那你去寻求这个目标，有一个赏赐。
If you work towards this goal, then you will have a reward.
我们人怎么才能够得到满足？
So how can we find satisfaction in our life?
这个也是很难答，找到一个答案。
It's hard to find the answer to that question.
我们现在的人拥有很多。
We have a lot materially.
但是很空虚。
But we live a very empty life.
虽然人很忙。
Even though we are busy.
但是很脆弱。
But we are very frail.
经不起一击。
And we can't count on any minute.
这个是人我们的本相。
It's the nature of our human life.
那怎么办？
So what can we do?
我们现在来看约翰福音主耶稣的答案。
Let's look at the Gospel of John for Jesus' answer.
我们看约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十五章十一节。
John 15 verse 11.
这一些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。这里主耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你的心里。
Here Jesus tells us that my joy may remain in you.
我们不要看错了，以为信耶稣来敬拜神，这是很无聊的，这是很单调的，一个事情。
We shouldn't think of believing in Jesus as being very boring or very routine.
就是来听一套教条，可以不可以？
And it's not just listening to what we can and can't do.
或者接受一套神学理论，跟我信仰都没有关系，跟我生活都没有关系。
Listening to a kind of philosophy or theology that has nothing to do with my life.
不是这样的。
It's really not like that.
主耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
And Jesus tells us that His joy should be in us.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where does joy come from?
从满足来的。
Comes from satisfaction.
我的喜乐就是在耶稣里面的满足，要存在你心里。
Satisfaction must come from the joy that Jesus puts in our hearts.
那你的喜乐可以满足。
And so this joy will be full.
什么是满足？
What does it mean to be full?
百分之百叫做满足。
It means 100%.
所以如果你看到一个朋友来教会敬拜神。
So if you see a friend coming to worship God here,
如果他很诚心的在拜神，
if this person is very sincere in worshiping,
过了一段时间，你问他你有什么感觉？
Then after a while, and you ask what's different or what do you feel?
我差不多每一次都听到这些朋友一个感觉。
I hear often a very common answer.
我来教会以后，我觉得心比较喜乐。
And they'll say, after coming to church, I feel more joy in my heart.
本来一个人愁眉苦脸的。
Originally, my life was full of sorrow.
因为生活很多问题，你自然就反映在你的脸上。
Because you have a lot of problems, you will show it in your face.
那现在来到耶稣里面呢，渐渐心呢得到满足。
But after coming to Christ, then you feel satisfaction and joy.
所以反映在脸的上面就是一种喜乐跟平安。
So what you see in their faces is a sense of joy and peace.
所以那个叫做真正的美。
So that is true beauty.
真正的美不是很现代的发型。
True beauty is not from the latest fashion.
真正的美不是很浓的这个化妆。
And true beauty does not come from the greatest makeover.
不是很贵重的装饰品。
Or the best accessories.
真正的美是心里面充满着喜乐、平安，还有神的爱，所反映的出来一种脸相。
True beauty comes from the joy and peace of within that stems from the love of God in your heart.
这种美会吸引人。
And this beauty will attract people.
这个就是主耶稣要给我们的。
And this is what God wants to give us.
所以有一个年轻的姐妹她回到她父母的故乡。
So there was a young sister who returned to her parents' hometown.
后来这个姐妹就告诉她父母。
And she told her parents.
她说她父亲这边的亲戚跟她母亲那边的亲戚不太一样。
She said, the relatives on my father's side are different from the relatives on my mother's side.
到底怎么不一样？
What's the difference?
他就感觉到他父亲这边的亲戚好像很平安，很喜乐。
She felt that the relatives on her father's side had a lot of joy and peace in their lives.
但是在她母亲这边的亲戚就没有这种感觉。
But she didn't have that same feeling from her mother's side.
因为大部分她父亲这边的亲戚都是信耶稣的。
Because most of the relatives on her father's family are believers.
但是母亲这边亲大部分都没有信仰。
But most of the people on the mother's side were not.
但是物质上来讲，她母亲这边的亲戚可能比较好。
But actually, her mother's relatives were more wealthy.
所以这是一个很年轻的姐妹，一个很单纯的一种感觉。
But this is the sense that she got from visiting with them.
所以当一个人很真诚的在追求神，跟主耶稣建立关系，所产生一种内心的那种平衡跟喜乐，这个是很自然的感受，很自然的一种你在生活上可以表现出来的。
So this is something that's intangible, but we truly do gain from coming to know Jesus Christ.
所以为什么耶稣是至宝？
So why is Jesus so precious?
因为只有耶稣能够真正让你的心得到满足。
Because it is only Jesus who can truly make your life full.
你知道吗？为什么在周末那个酒吧充满这么多人？
Why is it that on the weekends the bars are full of people?
为什么舞厅充满这么多人？
Why is it that people want to go dance and go out?
为什么拉斯维加斯这么多人？
Why are there so many people who flock to Las Vegas?
这个在反映人的心灵很空虚。
It's just a reflection of the emptiness in their lives.
为什么这么多人醉酒？
Why are so many people addicted to alcohol?
为什么这么多人用药？
Why do so many people rely on drugs?
为什么这么多人在搞男女关系？
Why are so many people attracted to have affairs?
因为他们心灵空虚。
Because they don't feel any satisfaction.
那要对这个问题有一个答案，只有一条路可以走。
So the only way to change that is one.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我要叫我的满足在你心里。
Jesus said, my joy will be in you, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full.
如果你心满足了,
if your joy is full,
你就发现人生真正的幸福,
then you
就在你的生活当中,
find that all the satisfaction in your life is in you.
每一天我都很满足,
I'm very satisfied with how I live.
每一天你都觉得很幸福,
I feel very fortunate.
主耶稣是奇妙的参谋,
Jesus is a wonderful counselor.
很多的问题是因为我们人的个性有问题。
Many problems stem from our own human nature.
但是个性要怎么改变？
How can we change our nature?
这是很难的一件事情。
It is a very difficult problem.
我们看约翰福音15章。
Let's look at John 15 again.
约翰福音15章。
John 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树， 我父是栽培的。 主耶稣说， 我是真葡萄树。
Jesus says here, I'm the true vine.
那请问， 如果他是真葡萄树， 那我又是谁？
If Jesus is the true vine, then what am I?
第五节。
Verse 5.
我是葡萄树， 你们的枝子， 藏在我里面， 我也藏在他里面， 这个人就多结果子。
Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. If we abide in him, then we will bear much fruit.
耶稣说他是葡萄树。
Jesus is the true vine.
那我们是枝子。
Then we are the branches.
如果我们真的跟主耶稣建立了关系，
if we have a relationship connection to God,
他的生命进到我们里面，
then his life will be in us.
他的生命在我们里面成长，
his life will grow in us.
我们就会多结果子。
And therefore we bear much fruit.
果子是什么？
What are fruit?
果子是你看得见摸得到吃得到的。
Fruit is something you can see, you can touch, and you can eat.
所以有时候我们看信徒的家里面后院种满了很多的果子。
So some of our members have fruit trees growing in their yards.
有自己吃不完的送给别人。
Sometimes there are so many, they give it to other people.
我们就是一棵果树。
We are a fruit tree.
如果我们的生活是酸的，
if our life is sour,
这棵果树是没有人要的，
then nobody will want to eat the fruit.
他采的果实是没有人愿意吃的。
So none of the fruit will be desired by anybody else.
如果这个果树是甜的，
but if the fruit tree is sweet,
每一个果子都很有价值，
then every fruit is very precious.
这棵树就变得很有价值，
then the tree will be very precious.
那问题是我们人怎么去改变我们人的本性呢？
So how can we change our nature?
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
这个枝子要连在葡萄树上，
the branches have to be connected to the vine, and then there will be fruit.
所以一个人常常亲近神，
so if a person connects to God,
这个人的个性会改变，
then that person's nature will change.
我们自己会觉得我们改变，
we will feel ourselves changing,
别人会觉得我们改变，
and others will detect it as well.
而是变得更好， 不是变得更坏，
and it becomes better and better, not worse.
这是很可贵的，
that is very precious.
所以有很多的家庭， 家长非常的聪明，
so there are many parents who are very wise.
他带领他的子女到教会来，
they want to bring their children to church.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道 跟神亲近的小孩子结果一定是好的。
Because they know that coming to God, they will bear good fruit.
真的亲近神的小孩子。
The children who draw close to God.
他不会用药。
Will not use drugs.
他不会醉酒。
Will not be addicted to
alcohol. 不是，他没有那个试探。
It's not because they don't feel tempted.
是因为在神里面他得到满足。
But because they know the satisfaction that comes from God.
是他的生命已经改变了。
And their life has already changed.
所以他不需要。
So they don't need it.
他不需要那种事情。
They don't need those kinds of stimulation.
哦，所以我们怎么栽培我们下一代？
So how can we bring up our later generation?
耶稣是奇妙的测试。
To come to the wonderful counselor who is Jesus.
耶稣才是我们的答案。
Jesus gives us the answer.
所以我如果把我们下一代带离开了神。
So if we lead our children away from God,
这是很可怜的。
Then that is very sad.
因为离开耶稣，
because going away from Jesus,
我们的损失是非常大。
We will have a great loss.
好，我们再回到以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
最后面。
The last part.
说他的名要称为奇妙的测试，全能的神。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
耶稣叫做奇妙的全能的神。
Jesus is also called the Mighty God.
啊，那为什么这个跟我们这么重要呢？
And why is this important to us?
因为我们人生啊有很多的问题，我们虽然知道答案，但是你没有办法解决。
Because we have many questions in our lives, but we don't find the answer.
啊，所以圣经里面有一句话说。知识增加，忧伤也增加。
So the Bible says that with increase in knowledge comes increase in sorrows.
没错，在澳洲啊，有一个弟兄说，他很想移民到多明尼加。
I once met a brother who lived in Australia who said he wanted to immigrate to the Dominican Republic.
因为他在澳洲，他很喜欢打高尔夫球。
In Australia, he enjoys playing golf.
但是他知道澳洲的上面欧洲破一个洞。
But he knew that there's a tear in the ozone layer above Australia.
所以最容易得皮肤癌。
So it's very common to have skin cancer.
这个叫做知识增加。
And that is an example of knowledge increasing sorrow.
那忧伤也增加。
The sorrow increased the more he knew.
所以边打高尔夫球，那你就忧虑我会不会皮肤癌。
So as he was playing golf, he was wondering if he would get skin cancer.
那有时候我们来听这个小孩子唱歌很漂亮很美妙，我们很欣赏。
And we often hear when our children sing hymns, it's very beautiful and enjoyable.
但是如果你的知识增加，需要有音乐素养，你听起来就高音也不对，低音也不对。
But if you are too musically inclined, then you might think, oh, it's too high, it's too low, it's off tune.
那忧伤就增加。
And then you increase your sorrow.
所以这个就告诉我们，我们人常常知道答案，但是你没有力量去达到那个答案。
So sometimes we may know the answer, but we don't know how to get to the answer.
我有问题，但是我怎么解决问题？
I have a problem, but how do I solve the problem?
我是人的。
I'm only human.
我怎么做？我怎么办？
What can I do?
有谁能够帮助解决我的问题呢？
Who else can solve my problems?
他也是人。
He's a person too.
他也有很多问题。
He has problems of his own.
所以他能够帮助我什么？
So how much can he help me?
这个是人类的困境。
And this is a common problem.
但今天我们找到耶稣。
But today, if we find Jesus,
耶稣是全能的神。
Jesus is the Almighty God.
什么是全能？
What does Almighty mean?
没有一件事情做不到，这个就是全能。
That means that there's nothing that he can't do.
所以主耶稣在传道理的时候，他重复一句话。
So, Jesus often said something.
你的信救了你。
That your faith has saved you.
这一句话没有一个人敢讲。
Nobody else dared to say this.
只有耶稣敢讲，你的信救了你。
Said that your faith can save you.
我们看马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。瞎眼立刻看见，就在路上跟着耶稣。”
Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well."
请问。耳聋哑巴还有瞎眼哪一个比较可怜
there's a question if somebody is deaf or mute or blind which is the worst of the three
当然三个都很可怜
of course all three of them are difficult
但是瞎眼最可怜
But somebody who is blind has perhaps the most difficult.
因为你没有办法看到神漂 创造这个美妙的世界。
Because it's hard to see the beautiful world that God has created.
所以没有人能够解决。
So no one can solve the problem.
刚好耶稣从那里经过。
But this blind man encountered Jesus.
他听到很多人，他就问他们说，到底发生什么事情？
So he heard much news about him, and he asked what was going on.
啊，人家跟他讲，拿撒勒人耶稣从这里过。
And then people told him, Jesus of Nazareth is here.
我们还记得有一个人说，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西呢？
And then some people even asked, what good can come out of Nazareth?
因为这个是很不出名的一个人物，一个地方。
Nazareth was a relatively poor, unknown area.
但是这个瞎眼的人看到耶稣经过，他大声喊：“大卫的子孙，可怜我！”
But as soon as Jesus passed by him, he cried out loud, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
他为什么叫他大卫的子孙？
Why did he call him Son of David?
因为圣经说，从大卫的子孙要兴起一个救主。
Because the Bible had told him out of the line of David would become a savior.
今天这一位救主就在他面前。
And this savior is right before him.
所以他把握机会，可怜我吧。
So he cried out, "Please have mercy on me."
啊，别人就责备他，不可以出声。
So other people rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet."
因为看轻他。
Because they despised him.
他越发喊得更大声。
But he cried out even more.
因为这可能是人生唯一的机会。
Because perhaps this was the only chance he had.
耶稣停下来。
And Jesus stopped.
说你要我为你做什么？
He said, "What do you want of me?"
这句话我们不敢讲。你要我为你做什么？
Are we willing to ask that question? What do you want me to do for you?
我们有很多事情做不到。
There are a lot of things that we can't do.
耶稣做得到。
But that Jesus can.
啊，那这个瞎眼说，我要能看见。
So the blind man said, "I want to receive my sight."
耶稣说，你可以看见，他就看见了。
And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you."
他是全能的神。
So Jesus is the Almighty God.
你知道吗？你有很多问题。
There are a lot of problems.
但是主耶稣能够解决。
But Jesus has the answer for all of them.
你的信要救了你。
But your faith must make you well.
圣经里面讲亚伯兰所信的神。
And the Bible says Abraham believed in God.
是从死变成活的神。
And this became a living God.
啊，是从没有变成有的神。
The God who can make something out of nothing.
死变成活，这是不可能的。
And life from death is impossible.
没有变成有，这也不是人做得到的。
Creating something out of nothing is impossible.
这是亚伯兰所信的神。
But God, this God is the one that Abraham believed in.
因为他有信心。
Because of his faith.
所以他将近100岁，他生了一个小孩子。
And so when he was 100 years old, he had a son.
所以今天如果我们对耶稣有信心，
So if we have the same faith in Jesus,
你有很多的困难就可以得到解决。
Then many of your problems will be solved.
这是极大的一个福气。
And this is the greatest blessing.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
关键是他愿意不愿意。
And the question is, if he is willing.
如果主耶稣愿意，没有一件事情不可以解决。
If he is willing, then there's nothing that is impossible.
我们再看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
马可福音第五章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
第五章的34节。
Mark 5 verse 34.
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。你的灾病痊愈了。这里主耶稣讲这句话，对这个女人来讲是非常的可贵。
And here Jesus speaks to a woman some very precious words.
但是25节说她患了12年的血漏。
And this woman actually had a hemorrhage for 12 years.
那26节讲了，她钱用完了，没有钱了，再看医生。
And she had spent all of the money that she had looking for doctors.
那还有其他圣经说，所有医生都看尽了，没有一个医生能够医她。
Other versions say that she had seen every single doctor, but none of them could help her.
这个就是人的尽头。
And this is the limits of our ability.
所以有时候人会走到尽头。
So sometimes humans have limits.
到了尽头，你就没有路可以走了。
When you come to the end of the road, there's nowhere else to go.
但是当人没有路可以走的时候，常常就是人寻找神的开始。
But where you come to the end is where God has a beginning.
所以这个女人就来找耶稣啊。
So this woman came to Jesus.
她的流血流了十二年，你现在她还有什么力量呢？
And after having a flow of blood for 12 years, how much strength could she have?
所以她挤出最后的一点力量，一直走到耶稣的面前。
So she used every last bit of strength she had to push towards Jesus.
她摸耶稣的衣裳。
And all she could do was touch the corner of his garment.
结束了。
And then suddenly her bleeding stopped.
耶稣回答我说, 谁摸我?
And Jesus turned around and said, Who touched me?
门徒说人这么多，不然不小心挤来挤去啊。
But the disciple said, There's so many people around you, of course you were touched.
耶稣说不是的，因为从我身上有能力出去的。
But Jesus said, No, there was power that came from him.
耶稣的身上有能力。
And Jesus has power.
12年的血肉的妇人一摸，那个血肉就停了。
So as soon as she touched him, the bleeding of 12 years stopped immediately.
我们还记得这个母弟传道最近到加拿去。
And we know that Preacher Vudi recently went to Ghana.
他在那里放出加拿有4个死人复活的历史。
And he showed videos of 4 people who had resurrected from the dead.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
但是发生了。
But it happened.
为什么？
Why?
你的信救了你。
Because their faith made him well.
耶稣的身体有能力。
And the power of God is in Jesus.
那个身体就是教会。
And the body of Jesus is the church.
所以今天我们来到教会。
So today if we come to church.
对主耶稣有信心。
And we have faith in Jesus.
你祷告。
And we pray.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
很多你没有办法解决的问题就要有解决。
So many of the problems that you cannot solve for yourself will have a solution.
这个就是至宝。
This is very precious.
人间你找不到的，在他身上找到。
There is nowhere else that you can find this.
我们再回来看以赛亚书第9章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第9章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
最后第二句。
The second part.
说他是永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
这里讲耶稣是永在的父。
Jesus is the everlasting Father.
什么是父？
What is a father?
父就是我们的来源。
A father is our source.
没有父亲就没有孩子。
If there is no father, there is no child.
那今天我们来敬拜耶稣, 这不是奇怪的事情。
So that we come today to worship Jesus is not strange.
这个是重新建立已经断掉的关系。
It is really re-establishing a relationship that has been broken.
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our father.
那如果我们这个关系建立起来,
So if we establish this connection again,
我们就要享受父的爱。
Then we will receive the love from our father.
只有父的爱, 在人世间, 是最可靠的。
And only a father's love is the most reliable thing in our lives.
你看我们当中有的人有一个孩子，两个孩子，三个孩子。
Among us, there are people with 1, 2, 3 children.
这个都很勇敢啊。
And this is very brave.
为什么？
Why?
责任很重啊。
Because there's a great responsibility.
你要把他身体养得很健康。
You have to take care of their health.
然后你要让他品德很端正。
You have to take care of their moral growth.
再来，你要让他学业也不错。
You have to take care of their education.
第四个，要让他信仰也不错。
You have to take care of their faith.
这个责任很重啊。
So there's a lot of responsibility.
但父母还是为着孩子牺牲。
And there's a lot of sacrifice.
永在的父。
So the everlasting father.
我们看路加福音11章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音11章。
Luke chapter 11.
第10节。
Verse 10.
11章第10节。
Luke 11 verse 10.
果凡祈求的就得着，寻找的寻见，叩门就给他开门。 11节。
11.
你们中间做父亲，有谁有儿子求饼，反拿石头；求鱼，反拿蛇，当鱼给他呢？ 12节。
12.
求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？ 13节。
13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好处用东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？ 13节， 请你读。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个是主耶稣对我们的应许。
This is a promise Jesus has given.
因为这是他讲的话。
Because he said so.
他是神啊。
He is God.
他讲话每一句话都算数。
And every single thing he says counts.
他说祈求就给，就得着。
So everyone who seeks finds.
寻找就寻见。
Everyone who asks receives.
叩门就给他开门。
Everyone who knocks will be opened.
这是肯定的。
It is for sure.
那有时候我们会怀疑, 真的吗?
And sometimes we may doubt and say, really?
主耶稣就要做一个比喻。
So Jesus gave a parable to compare.
有哪一个父亲不把最好的给他孩子呢?
What father would not give the best that he has to his son?
我们都希望青出于蓝，小孩子跟我们一样，而且超过我们一样。
Every single parent hopes that their children will be better, if not as good as they are.
这个是做父母的心。
And that is the heart of a parent.
但是13节怎么说?
And what does it say in verse 13?
你们虽然不好。
If you then, being evil.
英文怎么翻?
What does it say?
Evil.
Evil.
什么是evil?
What does evil mean?
这个讲起来是不好听了，邪恶。
Evil is very strong language.
好，那为什么圣经会这样讲呢？
So why does the Bible describe us in this way?
这个表示最爱我们的父亲，那个爱在神的爱比较之下是不好的。
And that means that the greatest love in this world, the love of a father, compared to the love of God, seems evil.
所以我们能够在神的面前向神求，这是因为神是我们的父，他爱我们。
So that we are able to come before God and ask things of Him is because He loves us as our Father.
夫妻虽然很恩爱，不能求太多，求太多婚姻就会有问题啊。
Even though a husband and wife may love each other very much, if you ask too much of them, then there will be strain in the marriage.
弟兄姐妹也不能求太多。
And also of a brother and sister.
朋友当然也不能求太多。
And of course, we can't ask too much of our friends.
求太多都会有问题啊。
Because if you demand too much, there will be strain.
只有向神求，你不需要忧虑。
Only God can, we ask anything of Him.
他最爱我们。
Because he loves us the most.
所以来到你面前，你要求，你需要什么，可以向神求。
So anything you need, anything you require, God will fulfill.
那这里说，何况天父岂不是圣灵给求他的人呢？
So here it says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit?
我们等一下祷告。
So when we come to pray,
神要给我们一个最美的恩典。
The most precious gift God gives us
就是圣灵。
Is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么？
What is the Holy Spirit?
是神的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵降在我们身上。
Spirit of God can come upon us.
让你体会到神的同在。
And so that we know the presence of God in us.
那种非常奇妙的体验。
It is a very wonderful experience.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以他愿意赐给我们圣灵。
So he is willing to give us his spirit.
好，我们再最后看以赛亚书第九章。
Finally, let's look back at Isaiah chapter 9.
为什么耶稣是至宝？
And why is Jesus so precious?
第九章的第六节，最后一句话。
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
说他是和平的君。
It says he is the prince of peace.
君就是统治的意思。
Prince here is a sign of power.
就是在主耶稣的统治之下，就是有平安，有和平。
Under his authority, there is peace.
有的家庭整天吵吵闹闹的。
There are some families where there is no peace.
物质生活水准很高。
Even though they are financially well off.
但是没有平安。
But there is a lot of conflict or problems.
为什么没有平安？
Why is there no peace?
这告诉我们。
Here it says.
耶稣是和平的君。
Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace.
因为没有耶稣。
If they don't have Jesus.
如果有耶稣。
If there is Jesus.
家庭就有平安。
Then the family will be peaceful.
这是很可贵的。
That is also very precious.
因为主耶稣在世界上，他没有一个仇敌。
Because Jesus in this world has no enemy.
包括他赦免那个定他的人。
Because he forgave everyone, even those who harmed him.
所以如果主耶稣在我们家庭。
So if Jesus lives in our families.
家庭关系会非常好。
Then our relationships will be very good.
那一好就是有平安。
And if our relationships are good, we will have a peaceful family.
我记得有一个弟兄在北加州读书。
I remember there's a brother who was studying here in Northern California.
那他有很多朋友。
He had a lot of friends.
但是他 到有一个朋友的家，他感觉到特别不一样。
But when he came to one of his friends' houses, he felt different.
那个时候都是留学生，大家都很穷啊，六零年代。
And this was in the 1960s, and a lot of the exchange and the foreign students were financially strapped.
因为他觉得他这个朋友的家非常平安。
But whenever he went to this friend's house, he felt a very great sense of peace there.
那整个家庭的感觉就让你觉得很平静、很安稳。他在其他的朋友都没有体会到的家。
And in that family, there was a real sense of warmth and a family there.
那后来他很羡慕，他就到教会来慕道。
So he was very curious of why this was, so he came to the church.
那他就发现他的朋友家里很平安，因为他全家很敬畏神，很敬虔。
So he realized that the reason why there was peace in that family was because they all worshiped God.
So 后来他全家来慕道。
So he brought his own family to seek God.
全家受洗。
And all of them were baptized.
所以这个是主要给我们的最宝贵的。
So this is another precious thing that Jesus gives us.
我们大概每个人都有保险。
All of us have some sort of insurance.
房子有保险。
Home insurance.
车子有保险。
Car insurance.
健康有保险。
Health insurance.
人寿有保险。
Life insurance.
但是保险有没有平安？
But if you have insurance, does that mean you have peace?
没有。
No.
这平安从哪里来？
So where does peace come from?
不是从保险来的。
It doesn't come from buying insurance.
平安从主耶稣同在来的。
It must come from having Jesus with you.
所以耶稣是至宝。
So Jesus is the precious one.
他是人类问题的答案。
He is the answer to our problems.
他能够帮助我们。
He is our greatest helper.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
他愿意帮助我们，因为他是永在的父。
He is willing to help us because of his fatherly love.
他带给我们平安。
And he brings us peace.
因为他是和平的君。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
所以我们应该下一个决心来寻找耶稣。
So we should all pursue after knowing Jesus more.
唱诗。
Let's now sing a hymn.
352首。
352.